New Arkansas legislation passed unanimously by both chambers in Little Rock creates the new Alzheimer's and Dementia Advisory Council. The council will be charged with overseeing an Alzheimer's and dementia disease plan. David Cook, the public policy manager at the Arkansas chapter of the Alzheimer's Association, recently talked with us about the legislation. Cook says the state must address the growing number of people and families dealing with Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's is a public health crisis here in Arkansas. More than 60,000 Arkansans are currently living with Alzheimer's, and that number is only expected to climb in the next 4 years. And so this legislation creates a mechanism to ensure that the state is prioritizing its response and coordinating its response to Alzheimer's, but it also will prepare the state to be better positioned to submit a competitive application in the next round of federal funding. And also it will ensure that, you know, the workforce, caregiving, Medicaid, and public health issues and opportunities are identified, and agencies and partners are working together with advice from internal and external partners, just to better position the state to improve its response and increase issues like public awareness, support for our family caregivers, ensure that our healthcare workforce is prepared for the rising need, and also examine just the access and quality of care that's available to folks who are facing issues of Alzheimer's and dementia, and of course, their family caregivers.
And as you mentioned, nearly 60,000 Arkansans now estimated to be afflicted with Alzheimer's. Is it expected that that number will go up over the next 5 or 10 years?
Yes, sir. So currently, as you mentioned, with baby boomers reaching retirement age and Arkansas being an aging state, we do anticipate a climb to over 67,000 Arkansans by 2025, which would be an increase of 15.5%.
It seems as though this council that will be established through this legislation is at least partly sort of seen as a liaison between families affected by Alzheimer's and state and care providers. Do I read that right?
Yes, sir. So this is similar to other advisory councils we've had in the state and task forces that have come together and ensures that the minds that are most impacted by the disease are coming together to develop strategies and to inform the legislator of possible moves they can make to, again, improve our response to the disease. Your listeners need to understand this isn't the first attempt that we've made. Arkansas was one of the first states to actually adopt a state Alzheimer's plan in 2011. Since then, the state has not updated the plan, so it was in bad need of an update. And so this effort will ensure that some of the brightest minds in the state are coming together. And we've also allowed for caregivers and those directly impacted by the disease a place at the table so that they can share their stories and experiences. Often state lawmakers are faced with this disconnect. They don't understand how the disease is touching their district. But as you know, Alzheimer's impacts just about everyone we know. We all have that person in our lives who have either been through the disease or have cared for someone with the disease. It's very rare that we meet someone who hasn't been touched in some way. And so this is a critical first step that the state is taking to ensure that their voices are heard and that we are again addressing the unique needs that are created by Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's is not a normal part of aging. It creates an impact. It has an impact on our taxpayers, our workforce, members of law enforcement, other first responders. So it's very critical that the state develops a comprehensive strategy to ensure that we meet the unique needs created by this rising health crisis.
And I've mentioned Alzheimer's often, but I should point out it is the Alzheimer's and Dementia Advisory Council. So even if it is not medically diagnosed as Alzheimer's, but another form of dementia, it is included in this council and this approach statewide.
Yes, sir. And that's a very critical point. Alzheimer's is the leading cause of dementia, but we know that there are other dementias that are prevalent in the state, such as dementia with Lewy bodies or Parkinson's disease. And so in this attempt, we wanted to make sure that the language was inclusive of all forms of dementia because they are all contributing to the health crisis that is created currently here in Arkansas.
David Cook is a public policy manager at the Arkansas chapter of the Alzheimer's Association. There is a 24-hour hotline for help with Alzheimer's-related questions, 800-272-3900. That's 800-272-3900.